This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. President Drupadi Murmu conferred the 9th edition of Swachh Sarvekshan 2024-25 awards in New Delhi today. Indore has once again retained its title as India's cleanest city for the 8th consecutive year. Surat secured the second position, while Navi Mumbai ranked third in the central government's annual cleanliness survey. Speaking on the occasion, the president highlighted that cleanliness is one of the most important aspects of Viksit Bharat 2047 vision and urged countrymen to move forward in making the country clean, healthy and developed. During the event, a total of 78 awards were presented across various categories. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bihar and West Bengal tomorrow. During his visit to Bihar, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 7,000 crore rupees in Motihari. These projects pertain to the railways, roads, rural development, fisheries, electronics and information technology sectors. He will also flag off 4 new Amrit Bharat trains. Chief Minister Pema Khandu has completed 9 years in office today. Congratulating Khandu on the milestone, Deputy Chief Minister Chona May, in a social media post, said that his visionary, inclusive and transparent leadership, guided by support from Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has been the driving force behind Arunachal Pradesh's transformative journey. May further asserted that the state government remains committed to building a resilient, innovative and Viksit Arunachal. Home Minister Mama Natung today inaugurated multipurpose hall at Wate Village, East Kameng District. In a social media post, Mr. Natung said that the hall will serve as a hub for meetings and socio-cultural exchange for Wate Village and nearby areas. JPM Wate, Papu Valley, District Administration, HODs and senior officers attended the inauguration. The Hydropower Development Corporation of Arunachal Pradesh Limited has achieved a significant milestone in its green energy and carbon neutrality mission. The corporation's 3-megawatt small-scale hydropower project at Jemitang, Tawang District, has successfully been verified for the second monitoring period by the Universal Carbon Registry, confirming the issuance of carbon credits for the financial year 2022-23. In a significant breakthrough, the Assam Rifles has recovered a supply of arms and ammunition during a search operations in the MS-38 area along the Miao Vijayanagar axis in Changlang District. The search led to the recovery of 6 weapons, including 2 AK series rifles, 1 Latod, 1 underbarrel grenade launcher, 1 locally made 7.62mm rifle, along with ammunition and other warlike stores. Further investigation is underway. Chakbi Lombu, a resident of Tirban in Leparada district, has been selected for a 3-year postgraduate diploma in theatre at the National School of Drama, New Delhi. Ms. Lombu has ranked 4th among 450 finalists, reflecting her dedication and talent in performing arts. Para-athlete Kipa Mero has become the first Arunachali to qualify for the World Para-Athletics Championships 2025. Mero secured her spot after winning a bronze medal in javelin throw at the recently concluded 7th International Para-Athletics Championship held in Bengaluru. The 12th edition of the World Para-Athletics Championships will be held at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium, New Delhi, from September 27 to October 5 next. The Indian Army has carried out successful trials of the indigenously developed air defense system Akash Prime in Ladakh. The trial was conducted at an altitude of over 15,000 feet in eastern Ladakh. The 2-day trial was carried out by the Army Air Defense along with senior officials of the Defense Research and Development Organization. The Akash Prime system would form the 3rd and 4th regiments of the Akash air defense systems in the Indian Army. The India Meteorological Department has issued a yellow alert for East Kameng, Kamle, Lower Subansiri, Papumpare, Upper Siang, East Siang and Anjo district in Arunachal Pradesh. IMD has predicted thunderstorms with lightning very likely at isolated places. In chess, teenage Indian Grandmaster R. Pragnanda defeated world number 1 Magnus Carlsen to qualify for the quarterfinals of the freestyle Grand Slam chess event in Las Vegas. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.